Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and do what? Shall believe in thy heart. Say it with your mouth, believe with your heart, and watch this. Thou shalt, that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But you have people telling you stuff like this. You got to join our church before you're saved. You got to be baptized our way before you're saved. But what did that word say? What did it say? We just read it. What did it say? Now, why would you allow such foolishness to confuse you? If they would do that on that part of the world, what you think they're doing about the other parts? That's the reason you should go and read the word and find out what it's saying, and do not sell the word short. If he said it, don't be arguing with it. Try and make it be something else. He said, if I believe with my heart, if I say it with my mouth and believe with my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, Jimmy, you're saved. What else do I need? Then he tells us how it happens. He tells us how it happened. Go to the next verse. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That's the only way it can happen. It's not going to happen by you joining somebody's church. It's not going to happen by you being baptized by somebody a certain way. Having none of those things. It's personal between you and God. You believe with your heart. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and the mouth confession made unto salvation. What happened with the mouth? See, you can believe, but until you say it, you don't seal the deal. It doesn't become real until you say it. Jesus! I make you my Lord. Gloria said, she said, Jesus! Take my life and do something with it. Man on the road, that unit on the road said to Philip. He said to Philip, I believe. What hindered me from being baptized? He said something, didn't he? I said, he said something, didn't he? And Philip said, what? You may. Didn't Philip say that? Philip said, what? You may if you believe all your heart. He said, I do. They did what? What happened? Philip and the eunuch stopped. He said, here's water. What hindered me from being baptized? They went down and baptized. But what happened? The eunuch said something. I want you to stay with me now. The eunuch did what he said. He said, I believe. What did he believe? What Philip, he was reading from the Isaiah. And Philip explained, he asked Philip, was this man talking about himself or somebody else? And Philip told him who he was talking about. And he said, I believe it. All right, y'all get this. Some people don't believe. And this is why you need to know certain things. You need to know these things. So you won't hinder your faith. You don't need your faith hindered in this hour. You need to know how to believe God. Amen. You hear me? You need to get all the kinks out, yes, all the unbelief out of your way, and know how to use this. Like I said, I'm going to tell you a few things in just a little bit. Say something. He said, I believe. And what happened? So, He took him down to the water and baptized. Why? Because the man believed. All right. Let's move just a little bit further. He said, I believe. And for with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession made unto salvation. All right, let's skip down to verse 17. Skip to verse 17. So then what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, let's go back to verse 8. But what saith it? But what saith it? The word is what? Even in our mouth and in thy heart. That is, what is it? What is it? Word of faith. So when you preach the word of faith, then faith ought to be heard and received. If you hear it, he said, that's how you get it, by hearing. You hear it, then you say it. And the word says, he sent his word and healed them. That's information, isn't it? That's something you might not have known. Jesus was sent to heal. Y'all in the house? Jesus was what? Sent to heal, because Psalm 107, verse 20 said, he sent his word and healed them, right? And Exodus 15, 26, I believe I'm right. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that heals thee. He sent his word and healed them, all right? That bringing you knowledge of what he did. So, when you hear that, what he did, then faith is in the word, because we have found out right there that this word are faith-filled words. Anybody ever buy them some dry water? How many had you went and bought you a bottle of water and they sold it to you? You had to go back and say, now I need the wet, because you gave me a bottle of dry water. Okay. It ever happened to you? No. You know why? Because the wet come with the water all the time. Faith come with the word. They are faith-filled words. If you get the word, there's faith with it. You can't get God's word empty of faith. Amen. So what you have to do, hear me today, because I know I've been over this, I don't know how many times, but here I am again. So what you have to do is get this word that you're hearing past this up here so it can get here. And there's some things, that there are some things you will have to do to get it from here to here. Now you hear me saying it this morning, and you go home, and you don't ever hear it again. You don't ever look at it again. You don't ever go back and open up and look at it again. How many of you do that with your natural body? Eat your Sunday morning breakfast, and you wait till next Sunday before you eat another one. How many of you do that? I know none of you, because I'm looking at you. Anything you had some in between the meal. And I'm going to leave that alone. I don't know what this thing doing on me up here. You better get back over there. Hallelujah. Okay. So verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing. So what happened to the person or the individual and the people that go to church or go to a Bible study or go to an individual and they pick up the Bible and they begin to speak something and they don't even preach what's in there? What happened to their hearing? What happened to them when it's not rightly divided? What happened to those people? They open the Bible and read it, but they're wound up saying, God don't heal today.